In terms of Hannibal, how did that all happen? How did you land that role, and how do you feel being on the show?
It's crazy. I auditioned for it. I mean, I never get anything from an audition. I mean, the world has changed so much in the last few years. I mean, the last 5 years, it's been a drastic change socially. I mean, particularly, you know, in terms of like the roles that I'm allowed to do now. I think right now in this world, people will let me play all the characters that I can do. Like, I mean, I think 10 years ago, things were much more political and polarized. And now people just go, he's a performer. Who cares what he does in his private life? Let him play anyone. I mean, I'm dying to play a womanizer, and that would be my next goal. Hannibal, I auditioned for, and I never thought anything of it because I thought, there's no way I'm going to get on this show. It's a serious show. And then 3 months later, my agent called and said, they loved you. And I went, why? Who? For what? Hannibal. And I was like, what? I kind of forgot. I mean, and I went, really? And she said, yeah, NBC, you're their first choice. And I went, why? What happened? Is something wrong? And then should I send them a condolence letter? What happened? Did the network die? What happened? And then, I didn't even have a callback. I never even had a callback. And then a couple days later, they went, you're in. And I went, wow. And then when I met everyone in the show, it turns out Brian Fuller, who created the series, was a big fan of mine. And he had been a junior writer on Voyager when I had done Voyager years ago.
Wow.
And it was probably the most fun I had in American television in that time, other than Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only time in my career in Hollywood where I was allowed to play a character that wasn't like a boring gay guy. And not that gay guys are boring, but you know what I'm talking about. The politically correct boring mm-hmm. gay guy. The mammy. That's what I call them. And in that show, in Voyager, I played a womanizer, like a womanizing, hard-drinking alien. Of course, I had to have a giant blue head, but I knew if I waited, one day I'd be allowed to play a womanizer with my own head. Still waiting, but it's coming. And he just loved it. I think Brian saw my name on the tape and went, I like this guy. He can do it. And that was it. I'm not even sure if I don't think I really aced the audition or anything. I just think Brian Fuller went, that's who I want. I think that's it. He just went, that's it. And he likes to take comedians and people that are known for comedy and stretch them. So, you know, that's what he's doing. And I'm eternally grateful.